It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey of TravelWise on KSRO.
Good afternoon and welcome to Travel Tuesdays. I am Michelle Marquis. Of course, our host is Elise Corey. She is the owner of TravelWise, a virtuoso agency. And we're going to talk about our next culinary cruise, 2025 in September, with Chef John Ash. Elise, welcome.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
This is so exciting. And it's been so long since I've talked with you about travel.
Oh, my goodness.
Or about anything.
Way too long.
I know.
But it's like old days again.
It is. We're getting the team back together. Also with us is Dana Dubart from Oceana. This is the cruise line that we're going to be traveling on to Alaska. So exciting. Welcome to the show, Dana.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
And of course, Chef John Ash is with us as well. He is the co-host of Good Food Hour, and he will be our host on our culinary cruise to Alaska. Hi, Chef John Ash.
How are you?
I'm great.
Great to be with you.
And this is one of your favorite places to travel. First of all, can you tell us, John, why you love traveling to Alaska so much?
Well, it's my favorite place to travel. I've had a chance to travel kind of all over the world, and the place that I go back to regularly is Alaska, partly because I get to go fishing, which I love doing, but also because it's the most extraordinarily beautiful, untouched place I think I've ever found.
And is that still the case? Years after, you know, traveling there, do you still find that it is that beautiful, untouched, remote location?
Yes, I do. And I'm always surprised. I always think, well, they're going to build a lot of hotels and do all of that stuff, and things are going to be changed, but they're not. And I think it's because it's remote. It's not an easy place to live in all year long. But it's a great place to travel to during the warm weather months.
That's what's so nice about traveling on Oceana, too. The ship is not an oversized vessel, and so we can get into a lot of the ports that's the large ones cannot.
Yeah.
And that's the best part about being in Alaska on Oceana.
I would add to that because they're not big ships. I mean, they're adequately sized ships, but it's not like these things I think we've all heard about recently where there are 10,000 passengers on there, which is no fun because you don't get to know people. You don't become intimate with your surroundings.
Right. And so Dana, can you explain to us a little bit about the ship that we'll be traveling on our culinary cruise in 2025?
Absolutely. It's the beautiful Oceana Riviera. John's right. It's a small vessel. It's just 1,200 guests at maximum capacity. And the sailing is for 9 days, September 9th, 2025, round trip out of Seattle. So that makes it really easy. And the ship is just a comfortable size with large enough to have ship amenities, and entertainment and great stateroom accommodations with a pool and a spa and a cooking demonstration kitchen and a hands-on cooking class and all the accoutrements in a beautiful, absolutely stunning destination.
And tell us about some of these amenities. You've mentioned a few, but are you going to feel pampered on an Oceana cruise?
Oh, absolutely. So we're all about quality. We win lots of awards for our food service and preparation. And we are the culinary brand at sea is what we say. And all of the specialty dining is included in our 4 specialty restaurants, as well as the main dining every night. There's lots of culinary, I call them culinary entertainment opportunities while on board. And then in this beautiful destination, there's so much seafood and fresh food to be had that it really is a stunning cruise for those that can come with us September 9th of 2025.
And Chef John Ash, tell us about that element of Alaska and what it means to you as a chef.
Well, you know, for years I've taught cooking classes at various locations and all of that. And usually on a ship, they do demonstrations. You know, there's some guy up there or gal demonstrating a dish, but you don't learn anything. And I think the great thing about this cruise is that there actually is a teaching kitchen, and so everybody who is there gets to actually cook along with me. And that's the way to learn.
Absolutely. And in terms of the ingredients that you have in Alaska, what kinds of things do you like to work with?
Well, I like to work with those things that are kind of indigenous to Alaska, you know, certainly seafood and things like that. But also, we in the past have done venison, and, you know, people get a little leery trying to handle those things. But we try to make it so that the classes and the things that you learn are things that you'll do when you come home. They're not just for the sake of you know, showing off or being weird.
Yes.
And that's, I think that's very important. You should be able to bring them home and then wow your friends with some meat dish.
Yeah, yeah. And I would imagine that obviously we're different regions, but Sonoma County being so close to the coast, we do have access to amazing fresh seafood. And the same is true in Alaska. So these are going to be kinds of things, the skills that you're going to teach people would be something that's transferable, right?
Yes, absolutely. So in the past, we've certainly focused on, and it's one of the things that is kind of disappearing in Sonoma County, but on salmon and other fishes like black cod and halibut and those things, which are very plentiful. And it's where restaurants in Sonoma County get a lot of those ingredients. They get them from Alaska.
Very cool. Now, Chef John Ash mentioned how much he loves to fish while in Alaska. Are there opportunities to actually do fishing while you're on this cruise and as an excursion?
Oh, absolutely. So Alaska is a great place to fish. Even if you're not an expert fisher person, you basically every cast, you're going to catch your limit. So there are so many opportunities when you're on the different shore excursions in Sitka, Juneau, Ketchikan, great opportunities to go out deep sea fishing. And you can flash freeze your fish and have it shipped home if you'd like to enjoy it a later date.
Look at that. That's pretty cool.
Doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah.
We may have to send you out, Chef Ash, to go some fishing before the cooking demo.
There you go. Oh, there's plenty of fish there.
So yeah,
we don't have to worry about that.
Oh, that's amazing. Tell us about your experience, Elise, on these kinds of cruises.
Well, I never knew if I really liked going to, I'm talking about Alaska, mm-hmm. because I'm more of a warmer weather person, but you can't tell. And September is such a really nice time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still warm. There's less traffic on the big cruise ships. And that's what I like, because you sort of have the place to yourself. What I like about the ships themselves is this space ratio between other people. It's got 1,200, and you're thinking 1,200 people. You think of that in a room, but it's spaced out so much that sometimes it's harder to run into someone you want to talk to, but then all of a sudden you turn around and there they are.
Right, yeah.
But you never feel crowded. Even when you're going to dinner, it's spaced out. The spa has room. The pools have room. You don't have to rush out with your book and towel in the morning, run out. Mm-hmm. You know, so I like the space. I like the decor. It's not overly done and too, how do I say, elaborate. Mm-hmm. It's just very comfortable. It makes you feel like you're at home at sea, which is what I like. But I also like the service and the room service. I don't have to make the bed. I don't have to cook the food.
Right.
It's nice. Someone does it for me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is really the best of everything, because you get all of that traveling. You don't have to unpack more than once, right?
That's the best part. To me,
great?
You unpack once, you hang your clothes up,
yeah.
and you're done. You know, people sometimes they say, oh, I'm going to travel. I'm going to go by this way or that way. And then you're pack, unpacking, one time, unpack, you're done. Get a laundry bag, throw your dirty clothes in there, and then you're done.
Yeah, I love it. Very, very cool. And as you said, too, you are on vacation. You want to be treated well, so you don't want to have to be the one responsible for making all the meals and cleaning up and all that kind of thing, except for, of course, when we're cooking with Chef John Ash together.
Yeah, we don't even have to clean up then. They clean up for you. I mean, it's great. It's just everything was pre-measured, which is good.
Uh-huh.
And I think my techniques need a little improvement on my cooking techniques. But we had so much fun. We were laughing so much that half the time I missed the cue to mix the things together because I was laughing and having such a good time. But I will pay more attention this time, I promise.
All right, that's very good. We want to tell you about an upcoming cruise mixer that you can attend. We'll tell you those details in just a moment, so stick around right here on KSRO.
It's Travel Tuesdays with Elise Corey of TravelWise on KSRO.
Welcome back to Travel Tuesdays, brought to you by TravelWise, a Virtuoso agency. Elise Corey is the owner of TravelWise. What's the best way for people to reach out to you to learn more about our culinary cruise?
You can give me a call at 707-935-WISE. That's 935-9493. Or you can send an email to cruise@travelwise.net. And WISE has a Z, so it's cruise@travelwise.net.
All right. Excellent. And we also have an opportunity for you to come in person at our cruise mixer, have a little glass of wine, and learn all the details. This is coming up on August 22nd at Total Wines and More from 6 p.m. to 7:30. What kinds of things will people see at the cruise mixer?
Well, Dana will be there, and she'll be giving us a complete slideshow. If you're not familiar, looking at the ports, looking at the ships, so you can see them. Sometimes you hear about things, but sometimes seeing shows a big difference. And some of the TravelWise team will be there to talk to you, answer any questions you may have. Chef Ash is going to pay a visit with us, so you'll get to meet him personally. Mm-hmm. We do have limited occupancy at that, and I would greatly appreciate an RSVP because I don't want people to miss out. There's only, I believe, 28 spots. I know of 11 that are taken already. So please, if you would like to attend, please call me, email me, and let me know if it'll be you plus one.
Okay.
So the best number is the 707-935-9493. If you get an out of office, just leave your message there. I am going to a Virtuoso conference. I'll be there. So.
All right. Very good. So 707-935-WISE, which is 9493. 707-935-9493 to RSVP for our next cruise mixer. And you can also learn more. And the email address, if we wanted
is,
to email.
Is cruise@travelwise.net.
And WISE is with a Z.
Correct.
TravelWise.net. Cruise@TravelWise.net. Again, this is coming up on August 22nd. Mark it on your calendar, but do RSVP. It will happen at Total Wines and More, which is located at 2705 Santa Rosa Avenue. It'll be a little bit later, so if you're getting off of work, we pushed it back a little bit later to make sure that people can attend from 6 p.m. to 7:30. And you're really going to learn a lot. Meet Dana and check out the great slideshow and have any questions that you would like answered. So let's talk about the itinerary, because this is fantastic. It's a full cruise. You're going to see all the sights of Alaska. Dana, can you tell us a little bit about the ports we're going to visit?
Oh, absolutely. So this is Round Trip Seattle, which I love because it is so easy to get in and out of Seattle. And it's a great pre-night hotel stay to come in one day early and enjoy Seattle. And our port is right downtown in Seattle, so it is easy to access the downtown and Pike's Place Market, and that's where we start in the downtown Seattle area. And our ports of call include Ketchikan, which is a lovely port of call and lots of great fishing in Ketchikan, going back to that fishing. We're going to also have a port of call to Juneau, which is Mendenhall Glacier and great for whale watching. Then we're going to Skagway as well as Sitka. In my personal opinion, the quintessential glacier is Hubbard Glacier. Mm. So one day we get to go see Hubbard Glacier, which is a 300-foot wall of glacial ice. And it's the fastest moving tidewater glacier. So weather permitting, we'll open up the decks so you can come out and see the glacier as far as we can get in through the glacier silt and just watch the glacier calve. If you stand there long enough, you will see it. It sounds like thunder. And it is just a stunning view and a rarity. So please get to see the glacier and enjoy this lovely cruise with us. And we have so many amenities attached to this particular cruise sailing with John Ash.
We have gratuities included on sailing, so there's a big savings right there. Mm-hmm. And as far as the times in port, we're not in there really early and leaving early. We're like Ketchikan is 8 to 6, and then when you get to Juneau, we don't leave there till 11 p.m.
Wow.
So you have lots of time to explore. 7 a.m. in Skagway to 6 p.m. Sitka's 8 to 5. We also stop at Victoria, so you can go see those beautiful gardens. Which
Pachuck Gardens.
Anytime you go, there's always something beautiful to see. As far as that goes, and our prices, we're starting at $29.99 a person. This is for 9 nights, 10 days.
Wow!
Yeah, and you're not, and it's on a luxury cruise line. We're not talking, you know, something. I don't want to say other names, but something that you might not enjoy as much.
Right.
And our pricing includes a welcome cocktail party with John Ash, mm-hmm. and then, as he mentioned, a hands-on cooking class in our culinary center, prepaid gratuities, free shore excursion credit. You get to choose which shore excursion you would like. All of our specialty restaurants are included and no charge, and we have Jacques Pepin's famous culinary restaurant. We have a restaurant called Red Ginger, our steakhouse Polo Grill, and our Italian restaurant called Toscana. You also get champagne, beer, and wine with lunch and dinner and soft drinks, coffees, bottled water, specialty teas all day long, and Wi-Fi.
So you are mentioning things that other cruise lines are going to charge you extra for. So like when you look at the base price for other cruise lines, things like a beverage package that includes beer and champagne and wine and things like that, or even Wi-Fi, those things are generally an extra charge.
Absolutely. Sometimes up to $100+ per person per day additional.
Wow.
So this is all included in this package pricing.
Wow. So that's the nice part. You don't have to every set time. Or if you want a specialty coffee in the morning, you know, you can get your specialty coffee without, can I have your card? Can I have your card? Can I scan it?
Right.
You know, it's really, you're getting a good value. So you just don't look at it for the bottom line price. You're looking at the inclusions. And if you break that down per day, that's incredible.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Wow. This is such a good deal. So in terms of reserving spaces, do you know how much space we have on this cruise? I'm imagining we don't have all 1,200.
No, we don't have. We have a limited amount.
Okay.
We probably could get more, but we like to keep it intimate.
Yeah.
So we don't like to have too many people. So there'll be a precious few who will have the privilege of sailing with us. And we've done this before, and we have such a good time, and people have met, even solo people have met new friends to travel with.
Yeah.
It's just nice. And then they want to know when the next one is. That's just how it is. So it's always fun.
Yeah. And getting to Seattle is so easy. I mean, we can go right here from Santa Rosa.
Yeah. I mean, you don't even have to go to San Francisco or Oakland or San Jose or Sacramento. You're right here.
I know.
I mean, it's really easy. And once you get in, you go right to the port. You know, if you wanted to, but going in a day early is always fun.
As somebody from Seattle, you should go in a day early.
Elise, you'll help people if they're not familiar with getting to Seattle. Help getting them to Seattle and to their accommodation and stuff.
Sure, I can do pre or post packages, whatever you like, and it's really easy for me. I've been doing it a long time, so what takes you a half an hour will take me about 3 minutes.
And consider the fact that you are a virtuoso agency. So what does that mean?
Many of the hotels that we use offer special perks, like you'll get a complimentary breakfast upgrade upon arrival, early check-in, late check-out. Sometimes you'll get a food credit. The pricing is usually equal or better than what you find online, mm-hmm. and there's no extra fee for us to hold the rooms for you. So you're really getting a better value. People don't realize that travel agents don't really charge fees, but we get you better value. You're not just a confirmation number to us.
Yeah.
There's always something we do.
Yeah. And you also know, like, okay, well, where's the best place to be so that when you are ready to head out to the port and embark in Seattle, you can help them with arrangements for you know, getting from their hotel, which is the best hotel that's closest, or, you know, the best hotel that's maybe further away that has other amenities nearby. Like, you know.
Yeah. There's some that you can even walk to if you
look at that.
Want to.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I like being close to Pike's Market, though.
Oh, that's, I know. Also, it's so fun.
It's fun to watch and people watch and participate also.
And there's a great brewery, Pike's Place Brewery, right there next to. Mm. It's not exactly in the market, but it's just down the block. You have to go there. They have amazing beer. And they're one of the earlier craft beers that were around. So there's great history there as well. Like, go to Seattle. You have to go to Seattle. Oh, my goodness. This is so much fun. All right. So make sure that you are going to RSVP for the next Cruise Mixer, which is happening on August 22nd. It will be at Total Wines and More in Santa Rosa. The location is 2705 Santa Rosa Avenue. We'll do this on August 22nd from 6 p.m. to 7:30. There's limited room for our Cruise Mixer, so we do want to reserve your space. You can reach out by calling Elise and her team at 707-935-WISE, 707-935-9493. And then you could send an email as well.
To cruise@travelwise.net. And Wise has the Z, so it's cruise@travelwise.net. Just give me your name and plus one, or if you're coming solo, and we'll add you to the list.
Okay, very good. And Chef John Ash, are there other reasons why people, besides just Alaska is so amazing, why they should join us on this cruise?
Well, the dining on board the ship is amazing because the sort of the godfather of Oceana is Jacques Pepin, and he puts his finger, he has his own restaurant there, but he also guides and helps the others do a great job. So it's like going to any great culinary destination in the country. You get it there right on the ship, and it's just a few steps down the hallway.
So exciting. All right, Dana and Chef John Ash, thank you so much for joining us today and for telling us about our 2025 culinary cruise with Chef John Ash from Seattle to Alaska, back to Seattle, September 9th through the 18th of 2025. You need to start planning now for this trip. Yes. You know, the spaces are limited, so we want to make sure that you get to join us. Thanks so much, Elise.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
All right. We will talk to you next time. Elise Corey is the owner of TravelWise, a Virtuoso agency. Learn more at travelwise.net, and Wise has a Z, travelwise.net. This is KSRO.